Hi, I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike.
And this is Nerd Sense.
Yeah.
Well, we have our normal special guest, Jason, here. And he's brought one of his buddies. Jason, you want to introduce him?
Yeah, I'd like to introduce Scott. He's a good buddy of mine. We met actually a year ago at your girlfriend's birthday. And the only reason why we even started talking to each other was an earshot of
me talking to my friend Ashley about Doctor Who.
Correct. And it just kind of spurred and into the beautiful love romance that it is today.
Which my wonderful fiance described last night as, I don't like it when you text your other girlfriend when I'm around.
That's me.
She's a real sweet lady.
She really is.
She is. She's
true. But she is pretty keen, actually more so than some of us on comic book lore.
Oh God, yeah. When she speaks fluent internet too, that woman knows so much. She got into a debate at a bar last week about which X-Man has better powers. And she's diehard firm on Rogue, because she loves Rogue.
Rogue can take everyone else's powers.
Well, and that's why she says it. But, you know, from a man's perspective, it's, but you can't ever have sex. Like, that's, like, the dude she was debating with was like, you can't ever have sex. She's like, no, Rogue can. She'll just kill the person she's with.
Yeah, that's why we have prophylactics.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think Rogue is pretty useless.
Jubilee is useless.
Fireworks!
Fireworks! Yeah. I'll blind you. That's usually how that goes.
Well, I mean, that doesn't make Rogue useful.
Well, Rogue stole Ms. Marvel's powers, so because of that, she has beyond superhuman strength.
And
she has
fly.
Flight. Like, she's.
Yeah. It's nothing about her is practical.
I mean, really, when you break it down to brass tacks, nothing about any X-Men
is
practical.
World.
No, I mean,
talking about superheroes for a second.
If you're talking about like Storm, Storm can literally manipulate Earth.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, 100%.
But if Rogue touched Storm, then Rogue could technically manipulate
the
Earth.
That's very true, too. And I mean, and you know, and also, too.
For like 5 minutes. You could whip up a good monsoon in 5 minutes.
Oh, well, also, too, I don't know. I was not aware of this, but, you know, my girl, again, knowing what she knows. Rogue and Gambit had a kid?
I know they banged.
I know they did too.
Well, yeah.
I don't remember them having a kid.
Did they mention how they had sex?
Well, you gotta figure, Gambit, his power is harnessing kinetic energy. So he's a big ball of energy. He's literally just a wealth of energy. So
he basically created a force field around his dick.
What, if she's bent over the bed and he magically shot a load inside of her?
I would imagine.
Put away?
I mean, it's not like, you know, kryptonite condom style Superman stuff, but like...
Yeah, that's true. Or, you know, a turkey base.
Kryptonite condom, that Mallrats.
Mallrats reference.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the sort of stuff. She's huge into that. She's up to current on all things Walking Dead. She's a horror movie aficionado. You know what? Next time, guys, just bring her on the podcast. She's better than I am. It's fine.
I know, you really chalked her up. I'm like, get Scott out of here.
You're like, what did we do this for?
This girlfriend.
We've never had a girl on the podcast before.
Remember,
she does roller derby.
We have
girls. Jason here every week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I skip weeks.
Not all the time.
No, I'm not the only girl. Fuck you. Gotta grow a beard. Gotta do something to substantiate masculinity.
Well, yeah, but now we're called fucking lumbersexuals.
Is that what they call?
Yeah, if you have a beard, you wear flannel. If you have a beard, you wear flannel now. Apparently, that's a thing.
I don't wear the flannel.
Lumber sex.
I wear flannel.
Well, then that too.
Dude.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Didn't know that. Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's a whole, yeah, it's...
Whatever.
You are wearing a Batman shirt, too.
Yeah, there's three Batman shirts up in this piece.
I failed. I can go change if you want.
Actually, I think we failed.
Why did we fail? No, the one time we all wore Dragon Zord shirts...
That was Christmas.
Oh. No, I saw you. I was wearing a Dragon Zord shirt, but we actually showed up all to a podcast wearing...
Christmas.
No, that was not it.
I'm pretty sure it was
the... Was it the Christmas episode?
No,
it was the Christmas episode.
I had, like, two deer humping on my
shirt.
Oh,
you guys had sweaters.
Oh, yeah, because I had my bad suit.
Yeah, but we... Right. No, there was one time where you can't see it.
No,
I think we have to say, you can't see this, but we're all wearing Dragon Zord shirts, which we said we were going to take a
picture. And Carrie didn't even realize it. Like, we actually got in front of her, like... Hey, what's going on? And she's like just sitting on the couch, she's looking at talking to us, and she like both all sitting through us sitting next to each other.
At no point did she gather that we were all wearing the same shirt.
At no point she realized that it wasn't.
And then finally we're like
no.
And
yeah.
She's like
I literally pointed it out and she got upset.
Well, that will happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, Fury hasn't been laid since.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh. Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's like beef jerky down there. Don't
talk Kaylee's enough for right now.
Sure. It's good enough consolation prize. Hey, bought a house, got a kid. That's about it.
Hey, bro. Look, you proved you could do it, right? That's it. You are no longer under any obligation, I believe. I think that's the rule.
I think that is the rule. I think the shop's closed. That's it, man. You dry up. It's like a well during like the
dust. A couple years I wouldn't mind a boy, but that's probably.
That's why I'm on the go team no baby strip right there.
You're on go team? Yeah, that may change.
Yeah, we've had that discussion too. And we both agreed that in 3 years we'll regroup and see where we are.
Yeah, just rendezvous.
Yeah. What if I want a kid in 3 years? What if I want a kid in 3 years and you don't? We can go back and forth with this until we're blue in the face.
Should we go into what we're do we actually haven't opened a new beer bottle yet, have we?
We can.
Which one do you want to open?
We already have yours. Open. Sean, go ahead and
tell us. Actually, Scott brought it, so we'll let him.
All right, let Scott do it. Go ahead.
Yeah. without talking her up any further, my girlfriend got me this beer. It's an oak aged Innocent Gun original. It's a red ale, and it's very, very smooth, and one of my favorites.
They make really good
stuff. I have not had that one.
I've had it before. It's
really good. Is it good?
Yeah. Would you care for?
Well, we all got our little tasters.
Yeah. Us three do. Mike is
not.
Mike has been up since 1 a.m.
Oh.
And
he's also on the wagon, so.
It's not so much that I'm up since 1 a.m. It's that I got up at 1 a.m. the previous night.
What time did you go to bed that night, though?
Like 10.
It's still stupid.
Well, I planned on getting sleep, but then my boss asked me to come in early, I had band practice.
Early being 1 a.m.?
Well, I get up at 1 a.m. to be there at 2.
Where is it, Mike?
But I could go in earlier. He just wants to be there early.
Yeah.
I mean, if I wanted to go at 4:30, I could do that.
Right.
But, you know, I can get more overtime. And maybe buy a new amplifier.
Oh, there you go.
You're doing this for a reason.
No, I just get overtime when I can. But
sure. Same way.
Oh, this smells good. Wow. Want to smell it?
Really smooth.
But you.
He just grabs it from my hand.
when we get to the Russian, are you gonna try? You wanna try that one?
No,
that's too bad.
Nah,
I hear it's quite good.
He's being good.
That's willpower.
I was good up until today.
No, I.
Because after freaking out, how I wanted to kill myself.
I was gonna say, yeah, you were also away.
I mean, when I was about 20. Like, okay. Three.
Oh, thank you.
A friend of mine was just making some really presumptuous comment, like, you know, about me being an alcoholic. And I was like, how do you figure? He's like, well, how much do you drink? I was like, well, I drink socially. I drink with other people. I don't drink by myself.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you're an alcoholic, da 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 da. Like, Jeff, I can stop drinking whatever I want. It doesn't bother me. No, this is Jeffers now.
Is he a therapist or
no,
he was, a licensed physician?
He was like 19. So
I feel like he's not qualified to make that diagnosis.
But he was just being kind of a dickhole about it. I was like, Jeff, I don't need to drink, you know? And he says, I bet you maybe like $20 you can't go a week. It's like, all right.
Game on, dude.
Yeah. No big deal. And I think I have stakes to, like, I won't drink for a month, you know, and whatever it was. So I remember every time we'd go out, everyone would go drinking at the smoke pit.
Sure.
I'd come down from my barracks room and sit there and just drink Gatorade. And after like a week, he's just like, just fucking drink, Mikey. Just drink. Jeff, I got a bet to win. he says, fuck it. Take the $20. Drink a beer with me. All
right.
Yeah. Who's the alcoholic now?
someone's ashamed. Can't drink alone.
You were Navy.
Yeah, I was Navy.
Dude, you're in the military. That's a license to booze, at least on the weekends.
And I was also on submarines, which makes it even more.
Yeah, for how long at a time?
Depends.
Yeah, I was in the Marine Corps and the Air Force, and never on submarines. Any chance I had, was walking out of the Packy on base in Pensacola, and I switched arms to salute an officer on the way up because I was carrying two cases of beer on a Thursday.
Alright,
like
I was once walking out with two bags full of 40s.
Yes.
And I walked by, and the officer walked up to me, he's just like, he looked down at the bags, he's like, no big deal. And he just kept walking.
They all do that, man. I switched arms, and the officer's like, no, 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 it's fine. I've been there before, man. I've been there before. I'm like, well, I'm going to salute you anyway, so thanks. That was, yeah, that was Air Force. They're super laid back there. It wouldn't happen, the Marines.
The Navy is pretty douchey sometimes, but in Hawaii, it's a little more laid back.
Yeah, my ex-wife's stationed out there right now. She's air traffic control. And I had two of my buddies were EOD guys, and they're fit for straitjackets. Those guys are insane. They're just fucking crazy.
Well, what's our first topic of conversation?
Other than that?
Straitjackets.
No, talking about military shit gets me, like, weirded out.
Yeah, it's okay. We can definitely stop that. I'm okay with it. The new Avengers trailer.
Yeah. Did you see it, Mike? You saw it, right?
Yeah,
it's not. Everyone here has seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know that you think it's gloomy, which it was gloomy.
Well, no.
It's dark, yeah. Just,
yeah.
No, it's definitely, like, dreary, you know, but I'm just afraid it won't have as much of the fun that the first one had, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering if it's the way the trailer is laid out, because it can't be that dark and creepy though.
Well, it's Joss Whedon. It can be.
Yeah.
But that's the tempo. That's the mood I've been getting lately. Like, even the first Avengers, if you went back and watched the first Avengers trailer, you got that same, like, eerie, like, oh, this is like the bad guys don't really, the good guys really make out this time.
I think they have to make it like that because obviously you get everyone together, it's going to be a pretty big, lots at stake.
Well, the Avengers is a 3-movie arc, right? It's a trilogy.
Well, now it's 4.
That's going to be 4?
They're just building and building and building.
Yeah. Well, I read the article too. But I mean, you know, all of this is eventually leading up to, spoiler alert, Civil War is what's going to be coming.
Yeah, it was Civil War before Avengers
3. Yeah, Avengers 3 and 4, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, so, I mean, when you figure it, I feel like this trailer is a sign of, I think Joss Whedon is going to kind of Empire Strikes Back it. Like, make the second one, the one where the bad guys win.
Well, I don't think Joss hasn't signed on for the third one yet.
No, they're actually saying that the Russos may be doing it.
Yeah, I heard that this might be the last one Joss is involved in.
Really?
But he's been like the godfather of the whole Marvel franchise for...
I don't think he has been, though.
But he's been executive producing everything.
No, Kevin Feige has been.
Well, yeah, him, but yeah. But
like, I think...
Feige actually runs Marvel now.
Yeah.
I think Joss, he rewrote the Captain America script.
And they go to him for all the rewrites, though. A lot of the stuff to read out the scripts.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the only ones he did was Captain America.
Thor.
First one or Winter Soldier?
The first one.
Okay.
First one. And he did Thor.
Tough. You can't fix, like, you can only shine a turd so much, you know.
Can't polish a turd that we're going with that? I like Thor. I like both the Thor movies.
I did too.
They were good.
Thank you.
I call myself the Ginger Thor, so kind of close to home there.
That's actually how you are, Mike.
That doesn't make the script good or the movie good.
Well, in my book, it does, Mike.
Fair enough. It's okay that you're wrong.
Mike's like, I'm just being nice because you're new, all right? I just want you to know that.
No, I mean, I talked about it before. I rewatched the first Thor a couple months ago, and it didn't bother me as much as when I first watched it.
Yeah, well, I mean, a big thing about it, too, though, is when you think about it, Thor has always been a very B character in the Marvel Universe.
I don't have an issue with Thor. I don't think that they're portraying him right in the movie. I thought it was good in Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like the first Thor especially, even though I think it's superior to the second one, it just feels very small. It doesn't feel like... I don't think the Asgard comes off as remotely... realistic is not the right word, but it doesn't feel like
larger than life.
It doesn't feel like a city. It just feels like it's just an area where the royal family lives.
When you think about it, these are demigods. Like, this should be much.
And then like you have, like, you know, Captain America just destroying the fucking Nazi army, but then, you know, Thor's running around New Mexico, like, you know, it's just...
asking for more coffee and enjoying waffles.
Yeah, it just feels so small.
Yeah.
And Thor is, like, this epic character, and he's worried about Natalie fucking Portman, who is sleepwalking through her role. Oh, Thor. It's ridiculous.
Mike has raised a lot of very valid points.
Those are very valid points. Definitely.
However,
I will give you that. This is an angle that I hadn't viewed in this movie previously.
However, one of the best jokes in all of the Marvel movies was that bit when he got drunk with Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah. So
we drank, we fought, he made his ancestors proud.
Yeah.
That part was amazing. You know? But
and Kat Dennings. The end.
She was fun.
K- Kat Dennings is funny. It's funny.
Yeah.
And I, even though I find her to be kind of fucking weird to look at, her cup size is definitely impressive.
Yeah, but she has that like awkward look where it makes her really attractive.
Yeah, that's what it is too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think I just detest her TV show so much.
What was she on?
Two Broke Girls. She still is. That show is a huge hit.
What was she on before? No, I know. But what was she on before that made her?
She was a 4-year-old virgin.
4-year-old virgin. She played the daughter, Catherine Keener's daughter, in 4-year-old virgin. Yes, yeah, he brought her to Planned Parenthood.
That's where I know her from.
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist,
which I never saw.
Oh, actually, that was a good movie.
Oh yeah,
I never saw that one. Michael Cera.
It was actually pretty
good. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Have you guys ever, completely sidebar on this, have you guys ever actually watched the way that Michael Cera walks?
No.
Like he's got a dead leg?
Like, yeah, Charlie Chaplin style, just feet completely out.
Completely out, and he kind of just flails his arm.
Yeah. I realize now why they don't actually show him, like a lot of the camera shots of him are like torso up.
I think that, you know, usually if I'm watching Michael Cera movies, I'm looking at the broads that he's standing next to instead, to be fair.
I completely understand that, and that's fine.
Was it Juno?
One of my favorite actresses is in Scott Pilgrim.
I never saw that movie.
Really good. Actually, two.
Scott Pilgrim?
Two of my favorite actresses are in that, and that's Aubrey Plaza and Anna Kendrick.
Actually, Chris Evans is in that movie too.
He is, yeah. He plays one of the exes. He's a professional skateboarder.
Yeah.
I love that he stops to talk about
a comic book movie.
Is he a new guy? I like him.
I've honestly until now I've heard nothing good about it.
Really? You're a gamer too, though, right? You a gamer?
No.
Oh, well then fucking never mind. You probably won't like it.
Wow.
Like some more.
No, I like games when I was a kid.
Not so much now?
Yeah, I bought games for years and just it's still in plastic. This was cool. I'll definitely play this one.
Yeah.
It's on the shelf, you know.
Like you would think that I've been trying to get him to play the Arkham games.
They're amazing. And you like Batman, they're amazing.
He likes watching me play them whenever I play them, but
that's understandable too.
I've never watched you play them.
You have. You sat down and watched me play them a couple times.
Never.
In the old apartment. Maybe once.
I don't remember.
Which one was it? Asylum or City?
You were drunk.
I'm gonna obliterate it. I thought I was watching a movie.
I don't remember either. I think I remember the look, you gotta see this.
Watch Batman me. Cartoons the shit.
Watch me be awesome, and I was probably just like running into walls.
I have played Arkham City so much that I got to the point where I would create new challenges for myself. Like I would get as drunk as I possibly could to see how well Batman fights drunk. Surprisingly self-aware. Surprisingly. I run a little staggered, but other than that, it was really good. But yeah, that's one of those things my girl says, because you have go-to video games, like Bioshock Infinite, Arkham City. I like Arkham Asylum. And I got friends now. Have you played Destiny?
Yes, I stopped playing it, though. We both actually stopped playing
it.
Yeah, we both stopped playing
it. My buddy Nick and Randy, guys that own the gym, they are insane for this game. Like, you gotta play Destiny. I was talking to her about it the other night. I'm like, I can't do that. I have so many, I just got the Mass Effect trilogy for Christmas, and I just got Uncharted 2. Like, I have other games that I would rather play before I even get sucked into a game like that.
Yeah, Destiny was a weird game. Like, we started playing it, and then I had the baby, and I stopped playing it, and then he wasn't really playing it either, and then
that's the game that you were playing when I came over there.
Yeah, right. Finally when we got back, once the baby stuff, I got back in my swing of things and started playing video games again, I was like, I don't really want to go back to Destiny. Like, I didn't really, I started thinking about it, and I'm like, I don't really care to play it anymore.
Yeah, and that's, the general consensus
I've gotten. The game, too, and I was already so pissed off at, the multiplayer and all the side things that you actually do, that I just wanted to beat whatever that story was. Like, damn sense anyway. I basically fought the same shit over and over.
That's what I heard. And it was done.
And I went, good, and I traded it in.
Yeah, what I've heard about it is the multiplayer is fun as long as you're playing with friends of yours, but other than that, the story of the game, the gameplay, it's not that great. Weird.
Like, I didn't even like the actual, when you say multiplayer, do you mean the campaign?
Campaign online.
Yeah, that was fun, but the actual, deathmatch stuff, the actual,
head-to-head kind of stuff?
It was never enjoyable.
I would rather play something like Shadows of Mordor, where I hear the fighting in the game is amazing. Yeah, I hear the side missions are amazing. I hear the story of the game is amazing. Like, I'd rather have something like that than friends might be like, dude, you gotta get on this co-op with us. Yeah. I don't really have to, though.
And I'm not gonna waste my time.
Not really going to. Can't listen to fun way around that. So, no. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to the Avengers trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What did they? I'm trying to think now. I'm trying to think of that trailer in my head now. That what went on? They had more Hulkbuster, which is always awesome.
Yeah, that's definitely cool to see. You know.
Yeah, that was just ridiculous.
Tony Stark with his contingency plan.
Yeah.
Which I'm wondering if, because obviously if he's fighting the Hulk, and then there's that one scene where Thor actually like grabs Stark by the neck and picks him up.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be something.
Avengers at odds with each other.
I'm assuming they're pissed because
you saw that in the first thing. You saw that in the first Avengers movie where there was like, oh my god, there's tension between the heroes. You saw them fighting in the woods.
Yeah, but this is like.
But now,
that was when they first met. This is at this point they've established.
But now it's right, exactly. But now it's like, is this where the fallout's going to be? Is this going to lead up to whatever to civil war? I mean, most people don't know what civil war is. They know it's coming. They don't know that it actually happened at one point, like in comics and how it actually got spurred. But yeah, I mean, there's a gloomy aspect.
Civil war too. I can speak volumes.
Right.
Well, but I think that it. My fear is that it won't work, and what I mean by that is that even in the first one. Like they're all like petulant children. None of them have any maturity.
I agree.
It might work in comics. Mm-hmm. But I think when you see adults behave like that, it just looks ridiculous.
You just feel like, dude, you're being a dick. That's really what it is.
You're all being children, you know. Yeah. And so that's a big fear of mine. Like I don't want to be like watching this saying like this doesn't make any sense. Like they have to like you in real life, you'd be practical about this. Like, all right, we need to fucking.
Yeah, like Nick Fury's like the dad that's switching the light switch on and off so you guys stop hitting each other.
Go to bed.
Like, yeah, like, I absolutely agree with that. Because, I mean, like, you know, you see, you know, I don't make makes you feel weird, but military, team atmospheres. You're going to butt heads. Everybody does.
But when shit goes down.
Exactly.
And
to the degree that they do it, you know, the epic amounts of below the belt shit talking that they do. You know, just. Yeah.
Oh, it was constant.
Yeah.
Constant.
Yeah, put on the suit. Take away that suit. What do you got? It's like, wow, man, that's hurtful. And unnecessary. Like,
I'm not afraid. I'm not going to forget this after this happens.
Yeah.
Right. You make fun of me.
Like, we're not done with this, just so you know.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
Like, that's... Yeah. I feel like that's what they would say. Like,
as soon as this New York shit's over, I'm going to...
Like, we're arm wrestling at least. So. After swarm.
I missed it. After
swarm. Well, I just don't... I don't think I would necessarily buy it as far as, like, them just, you know,
I agree with you. I agree with that, absolutely.
So I'm hoping they find a way to make it practical. You know, Josh is a good writer,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I think people, especially, like, the nerd culture, think he's bulletproof. But I've seen all of his TV shows.
I don't think the nerd culture think he's bulletproof. I think certain aspects... maybe the younger portion of the nerd culture might, but
the younger portion thinks he's a messiah and he can do no wrong.
In reality, what they don't realize is that the first season of Buffy is unwatchable.
I disagree. I like them.
Season is almost entirely unwatchable. This is second season is where it got amazing and continued on.
I think that the first two episodes are excellent.
Agreed.
I like episode Angel. Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. When they introduce,
But I also like the last three episodes. Granted, Teacher's Pet was kind of shy.
I was going to say, the hyena one?
The pack.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that one, actually. I didn't mind it. But Never Kill a Boy on the First Date was shit.
Yeah.
The Witch was shit.
Yeah, like...
iRobot Eugene is like one of the worst hours of television ever.
Like, an hour of a dog licking himself is more entertaining. Like...
But at the same time, like there's, like... This is the first two, Angel... I like what's the one with the puppet? I like that one.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I like the one with the Invisible Girl.
No, Smile Time was
the Invisible Girl was season two though, wasn't it?
They're talking season one of Buffy.
That was season one.
And
Smile Time was season five.
Proxy Girl was good. That's what they're talking about.
The first act of Proxy Girl has probably Sarah Michelle Gellar's best performance ever. That bit where she walks in on Giles and Angel talking about how she's gonna die, and she flips out saying, you know, like, you know, what did you say? You know, I don't remember anymore.
That was a hell of a portrayal. But personally, one of my favorite episodes from that series was it season five when they brought her back from the dead?
Oh, that's season six.
And she was so angry at them for it. Yeah. That was where you saw Sarah Michelle Gellar's real acting chops, where she was like, "Why would you do this to me?"
I don't know.
Or the episode where her mom died.
That was a good one.
That one hits you right in the feels.
That was actually just on. Jeez. Like I was. with Kaylee one morning. It was on like some
wicked early.
It was like 7 a.m. And I just heard, I was like, ooh, Buffy's on.
Oh, that's
depressing. I forgot this was that episode.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Where she's like, Mommy? I'm like, yeah. Oh, dude.
And it was literally right at that part. I was like, oh, Buffy. And I was like, oh.
Well, there goes
my day.
Yeah, exactly.
She's off to a great start at 6 a.m.
Jesus. But yeah, no, I agree with Jason, too. They think, you know, the younger nerd culture thinks that he's a messiah because they
probably also haven't watched all his stuff
before. But when you think about it, too, he's awesome. Joss Whedon is awesome. Angel was such a great show, but it got canceled. It didn't make it beyond, a fifth season because it just straight up got canceled. They ended it amazingly.
That was a hell of a way to close it out.
The
ending was fantastic.
Hell of a way. I want to fight the dragon. Like, that was just
my favorite.
Just nailed it. Just nailed it. Yep. But, I mean, they forget other things. Like, you know, Ed Fox did kind of screw him over because they aired all the episodes of Firefly out of order. But, like, what, a Dollhouse only go two seasons?
Yeah. Dollhouse had its ups and downs.
But it was all right.
I feel like I need to rewatch Dollhouse because I only watched when it was on. I've never watched it like, you know.
I mean, it's in my instant queue on Netflix just for nostalgia.
I've never been watching. I remember liking the last episode of each season, when they jumped ahead in the future.
It was so weird.
Oh yeah,
I don't think they even aired. Those ones didn't air. I think those are only DVD or.
Oh, really?
I don't think they ever.
The last ones.
Yeah, those were
I think strictly DVD.
I think they were. I could be wrong.
Yeah, because Walter Faces in it.
No, they never hit the network. What's her face in those?
Marissa Tancredi.
No, Felicia Day.
Yeah, she was in it as well.
She was in the last episode. All the flat.
Yeah,
Felicia Day, that miniseries that she's got on the web series.
The Guild.
The Guild.
There's a dude I went to high school with that's on that.
Oh, really?
Sandeep Parikh. He was a senior when I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, really?
Is he the Indian kid?
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's from Goffstown, New Hampshire.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm like...
I watched that on Netflix.
It's super fun.
The Guild? Have you ever watched The Guild on Netflix? It's quite good.
Yeah.
Well, I used to download them all before it was on Netflix. So, like, what were they, two, 3 minutes each?
Yeah, they were just quick little...
I had them all downloaded, and then, like, I lost track where I was, and they put them on Netflix, and I was like, oh, I gotta figure out where I am at some point. And now I think I need to rewatch them all, because it's like 3 years, I don't remember what happened.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
You'd be surprised how quickly you remember to get jogged, though. It'll bring you back real quick.
But speaking of that, this is... Again, we're going off topic.
We never do that.
YouTube, but YouTube shows Video Game High School. If you'll watch that, it's on Netflix now also. It's actually kind of good. Just watch it. We gotta go back.
So we got homework?
All right. If I watch one of two, let's have
we covered the Avengers trailer well enough?
I think so, but I think what we really, wanted to use the trailer for was a seeg into that rumor post of Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, that right there, I mean, and, you know, Jason and I talked about it in text very briefly a couple of days ago. As cool as that is, the problem with it, the merger that Marvel and Sony has made, in my book, in my personal
opinion. It's only official, right?
Yeah, and it's going to happen after
Civil War.
Spider-Man is a gigantic part.
He's the key part. He, like, unmasks.
Yeah, so how the fuck are you going to do that?
All of this is still rumor.
The deal passed. It's like, I'm pretty sure they said somewhere that they probably have a script with Spider-Man in it. Like, they haven't started.
They should.
They're not going to film it. They're not starting filming until like April.
Yeah.
They can easily. Well, then again, they have to cast Spider-Man, I guess. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, because Andrew Garfield's not going to be doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Have they squashed that series?
Think so. Yeah.
Unofficially.
They don't want to Sam Raimi it.
Yeah. I read another article in the email leaks with the Sony email leaks.
Like,
there was some other email going around that they were actually tossing around the idea of having an amazing Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
I heard that too, and that's an awful idea.
Yeah.
But also, I'm going back to the email leaks thing. I think that's probably the only reason why Sony has agreed to merge with Marvel now.
Because the fans were like, what the fuck?
We got to get back in these people's good graces, you know?
Well, I don't think Sony's been happy with the Spider-Man films.
Well, no, I think it was
Amazing Ones
were
great.
It was Sony that
I like certain aspects of them, and I think that Andrew Garfield is a pretty perfect as
he really is. He's got the mannerisms of Peter Parker like amazingly, just like that ADD kind of attitude.
Yeah,
right. You know?
In the first, I thought this is back in 2001. I had thought Tobey Maguire had that, but now that I look back, it seemed forced. But you didn't see that clever. quippy type of Peter Parker until the second one.
Yeah, the shit talker.
The shit talker.
Yeah.
But you saw that right off the bat in the first Garfield movie. It was good. I'm like, this is the animated series Spider-Man that I'm used to. But even then, like, the animated series Spider-Man didn't quite get as quippy and smart-alecky
as the comics.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
He was kind of like Deadpool, but, like, not really.
Which, I don't know how I feel about Deadpool right now.
Deadpool being played by Ryan Reynolds?
I'm okay with that.
I'm into it, but are we going to do it, are we going to DC it and have him in a CG Deadpool costume, or...
I doubt it.
I know, that was a terrible joke. But, I'm leery because he has tried so many times... Between playing Deadpool in X-Men Origins, between playing Hal Jordan, between playing Hannibal King in Blade Trinity, he has tried to break into superhero movies. He really does, too. But, I mean, back in 2005, he and David Goyer were talking about writing a Flash script and having him play Barry Allen.
Right.
You know? Like, he wants to be a superhero. And...
He was
awesome as Deadpool. He was awesome.
He was good as Deadpool before Deadpool underwent all the...
And I thought he was...
And he was good as Deadpool because Deadpool had a grand total of 15 minutes of screen time in that movie.
And I feel he was a good Green Lantern, but he was not a good Hal Jordan. He should have been Kyle Rayner.
He could have been a good Kyle Rayner.
Right.
I think he was a good Hal Jordan, but I think in the same aspect of... Let's throw Daredevil out there. I think the fucking script was terrible for Green Lantern. I think the cinematography was terrible for Green Lantern. Mm. I think the ideas and concepts they had were a really bad idea.
The stuff on Oa was good.
I thought, for sure, but that's
where they should have kept that.
Exactly.
I was going to say, Oa was good.
That's where they should have kept it.
The shit on the outside of like that sandwich was terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think the movie's all that bad. I think the movie has, with time, people look at it worse and worse.
It's going to be a cult classic. It will become a cult classic.
It wasn't that bad a film. The worst thing about it was that fucking suit.
The suit wasn't as bad as the mask was horrible.
Yeah, that was bad. Single-handedly the worst part of that movie.
The suit was not terrible.
What's his face? The suit was pretty awesome. Who did he get the fucking ring from?
Sinestro?
No.
No, oh God.
Evan Sir.
Yeah.
Oh, Evan Sir.
That was really cool. I thought that looked fine. But then...
Yeah, but that scene, to be fair... Yeah, because his light was going out.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that scene was done better in the Jane Silent Bob animated movie.
My God, I forgot about that.
Mike.
Oh, Jesus.
Mike's not wrong.
No.
Then he just dies. I'm like, yeah, that was awesome. All right, again, switching gears. Yeah, we ran out of beer, so we're opening up a new beer. We're actually doing a local brewery right here out of Lowell, and it's a Dukan brewery, and we are drinking the Russian Imperial.
Which I have not had yet.
Which, have you had it, Mike?
I haven't.
They make really good stuff.
Mike's having labor pains because he's kind of drying out.
Which reminds me, too, if I'm ever invited back in here. Mike's gonna be like, I don't like that dude. what I should have done, I was up in Manchester. I should have gone to Millie's Tavern. They have, I know the owner there, he's actually started bottling or canning his own oatmeal stout.
Oh, really?
And it's nice. A really, really great stout.
Oh, that's what I have in the fridge. I want to grab that at a quick break. We have the, Mike and I brewed a half.
Oh, okay.
We have nerds. Oh, the best part is, I'll wait till I show you the label, then I'll explain the story.
Yeah. Make it a big reveal. But, yeah. Well, go on.
Where were we?
We were shit-talking the Green Lantern movie.
You made a reference to Daredevil as well.
Just the script of Daredevil. Like, that's like everybody being up in arms and having a huge issue with Affleck playing Batman in Batman vs. Superman. I have an issue with that because he was a great Matt Murdock. The writing on that movie was dog shit.
I actually disagree with you, and I think that the worst part of that movie was...
Elektra?
No, it was the editing of the theatrical cut.
I have the director's cut on DVD.
I think the
director's cut is a lot better.
I enjoy the movie, I think that movie came out, it was 03, I think I was in Kuwait when that movie came out. I fucking loved it. I thought it was a great movie. I liked the concept of making Kingpin a black dude.
So did I.
You know?
Well, I liked the fact
that was a good switch. Yeah. That was a good move.
I did not like the concept of him being a black guy. I would say, I didn't see where the problem was.
Really good.
You know, I was like, I was like, you need an enormous dude. Who do you got? Michael Clark Duncan. That's it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, that's, you know? Boom, that's your dude, you know?
You have to drink this beer.
I just smelled it. It smells amazing. I'm aware.
Like, this may be one of Ducan's, like,
it's got, like, a good coffee, like, aftertaste.
Like, their IPAs are really good, but mostly they've been making as IPAs, and they had that Belgian, but this may be, like, the most, like, consistent, like, like, big boy beer.
Yeah. Like, the Imperial was pretty good. Their Pineapple Express is...
I like it. It's good beer.
It's okay.
Did I ever tell you that I brought the Imperial Destroyer to San Francisco? And everyone that tried it there were like, I really don't want to offend you, but this is pretty bad.
Really?
Really?
You had it?
No, yeah. It's not that. No, it's...
They said it was way too hoppy. They said it was like a hop bomb. They're like,
what the hell? Really?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like California's a land of hops.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I was so excited. I'm like, you guys are going to love this. You're going to love this. And then they were like, maybe like one or two people were like, oh, this is not bad. But most like the giant like beer nerds were like, no, can't do this.
That was a good beer.
I think it's still really good.
I went to California for a wedding back in August. And San Francisco.
San Fran?
When I brought to work, like
one of the lands of microbrews. But I was in California last August for a wedding, and people out there were jealous because of the brewers we have out here.
Yeah.
And I was in San Clemente, side of L.A., and these people were like, yeah, no, we've heard about Long Trail. And I'm like, no, yeah, trust me, beer out there is super duper good.
And you go, Long Trail? Like,
that's what you're...
I just keep walking.
That's your go-to? All right. Well, I mean, you got to figure too at this wedding. I'm like, what are we drinking? Like, Pacifico? Like, what's that? Like, imagine if Corona had a bastard cousin.
It is actually made by Corona.
Right? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if you're in California... Like, you're closer to...
Stone.
To Portland.
Portland
is... I like drinking around here, but I'm telling you, when I was in Portland, I liked drinking out there.
In Oregon?
Oh, I believe
Oregon's
it.
Have you had Pliny the Elder? Have you had Pliny the Elder?
No.
It's like the...
Pliny's like the...
Well, you know what Hetty Topper is, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's like the West Coast Hetty Topper.
Okay.
Same difficulty to get, same... weird.
Yeah, my buddy Tim goes up to Maine for it. Like, he will travel a couple hours to get a case of that stuff.
Weird question. Is it Pliny or is it Pliny?
Good question. I don't know.
Pretty sure it's Pliny.
Pliny?
I think it is, because it's actually named as a real person.
Yeah, I know.
And I've only ever seen his name in print, but his name is Plinius.
Oh.
And then,
maybe
but
Pliny.
Yeah, so I think it might be Pliny.
As soon as you see that red and green label, you go, just Pliny.
And I've heard everyone say Pliny before.
Yeah, well... What's her name? Julie, Ryan's wife.
She says Pliny?
Yeah, she thinks she thinks it's Pliny as well. But she has some Latin degree or some shit. So she's like, yeah, I think it's
Pliny. She's all educated. Oh, wait, sorry, you are too. Never mind.
We're all educated, but we all, like, looked at it and go,
I just say Pliny.
Pliny the Elder.
Yeah, well.
And it's beer. Who cares?
Yeah, but, no,
it's
like,
good.
But,
whatever.
But I'm aware of who Pliny the Elder and Pliny the Younger both were.
Mm-hmm.
And or Pliny or Plinius, whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah.
But you know, like
Greek.
So I mean I've read a ton of, you know, Roman literature.
Ah, good call.
Ah. I don't know how we forgot that.
I don't either, actually.
That was last week, for Christ's sake.
Well, we forgot about the Ant-Man. Okay.
Well, but quick, going back on the Spider-Man stuff, and then... Oh, no, actually, we're going to go to Agent Carter. I guess we can go to Ant-Man.
No, we can continue.
Well, because I want to bring up... real quick, this is really simple. It's nothing really big, and we're just talking about Daredevil. Did anyone catch the Daredevil teaser?
I haven't, and I was actually going to bring that up if anybody's seen anything about it for Netflix.
It's a whole lot of nothing, but it's
really
awesome.
I'm into it.
It basically just shows Hell's Kitchen,
and
you just hear sirens and stuff like that, and then, like... It seems like fires almost, and then it's the Daredevil.
The D's? Oh, I've seen
D's.
That.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay,
I'm into the idea of
Jason's
a series.
Seen a few D's in his head.
Yeah, of
course.
Double D's.
And at the same time.
I just all of them.
Double D's for me are not boobs. What are that
way?
So
we call it double barrel system.
So many.
But, like, and the funny thing was, they didn't even say that they were going to air it with Agent Carter, and I was, like, watching on DVR and fast forwarding.
Yeah.
And I went, Carrie, you're not going to believe this. And she was like... And I was like, she's like,
what's
no, a double and I'm rewinding, and I'm like, watch this. And she's having the baby, she's playing with it. I'm like, no, stop playing with the kid. Watch this. She watches, she goes, oh, well, what's that? I'm like, that's Daredevil. She's like, great.
She's like, cool.
I'm just going to text somebody. Yeah. I'm going to text somebody who cares.
Just like, that's why my girlfriend actually appreciates it. Jason, check this out.
Yeah, pretty
much. Did she go, she goes, double D, huh? Oh, so Ben Affleck's doing another movie?
I don't think she even put two and two together on that one.
No, shit.
Well, I'm happy for Daredevil. I hope Daredevil will be awesome.
I think it's going to be,
And are you going to binge watch it, or what do you think?
That's what I do with Netflix shows, man.
Netflix, yeah.
I can't stop. Orange is the New Black comes on. Yeah, my girl and I will sit there and watch it in 2 days.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
It's so good.
Have you tried watching it?
Oh, yeah.
Mike introduced me to it.
You don't like it, but you introduced him to it?
I introduced Lara Prepon's tits to him.
In the shower. That's not what got me hooked, though. The storyline is quite good.
I think it is.
It's like it was piping Laurie's.
It's not as good as House of Cards, but...
See, I haven't watched it, but I've heard great things. And I love Kevin Spacey, so...
I like Kevin Spacey, but I didn't really like House of Cards.
Was it too slow? Because that's my fear. It is. That's too dry.
It can be.
Maybe that's what... I don't know. I watched like 4 episodes, man.
It can be too dry.
Like, that's one of the reasons why I've had some reticence in even watching it, because I'm...
Orange is the New Black.
Well, the thing with Orange is the New Black is it's fun. It's not...
It's constantly moving.
Right.
Yeah. There's different, because I don't know.
And it has some lightness to it. And
yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I don't know the plot outlines for House of Cards, but I feel like it just pretty much centers on Spacey and Robin Wright and what goes on around them. And okay. Orange is the New Black shows
run,
like that.
Boris,
there's,
run.
There's yeah, in Jedi.
Did you say that?
There's in Orange is the Black. There's flashbacks. You
That's
see
who that was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy shit! I knew I recognized from someplace else that I couldn't figure
Jedi.
Out.
In Orange and Black, you see what happens to other people's lives outside of the prison. You see flashbacks before she went, other characters before they went. You get backstories on people.
Yeah.
It's not all just one place.
Yeah.
So that's, Orange the New Black caters to the modern day attention span, basically.
That's a very good way of putting it, actually.
Quick flashes.
Very good way of putting
Quick
it.
Quick flashes.
Because people today have the attention span of a goldfish. Like,
yeah.
It's like, whoop.
Boring.
Ooh, this is new, but this is like quick. You don't hang on. I mean, you have, I forget her name on the show, but whatever, her lesbian lover there. It deviates and it comes right back in the next episode. It doesn't stay too long.
Well, in
the
second season, they actually kind of like kept it for a while because she didn't actually want to be.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, it throws the line out and then reels you back in.
Exactly.
It's a good day of fishing.
Which, and I mean, I think the Daredevil TV series could very well do that. Who knows? I feel like it's going to be a lot like Arrow, where they're going to do flashes back to, like, essentially the island.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, because I remember when I was reading interviews like that, they're like, yeah, we're actually going to use the fact that we think people are going to binge watch to our advantage.
Oh, and they absolutely should. That's not a terrible idea.
It's only 13 episodes, like,
right.
They could treat it like a movie.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like, they don't have to, like, have self-contained episodes.
Netflix will be judging with you. Are you still watching Daredevil? Like, yes, leave me alone.
Yes, I have 4 episodes. Stop.
I haven't showered today, okay? Yeah.
We've been binge-watching Friends because it's on Netflix
I've been
now.
Dying to do that. I never watched Friends.
Like, 3 times last night. Because my girl's sick right now. So we just, I made dinner and we sat on the couch and she...
Michelle's sick too?
She's got a cold, yeah, man.
What were they all like?
They're synced up, bro. They're synced up. They sync up to each other's Wi-Fi. Right. I'm telling you. But she was laid up on the couch, and I mean, even then, talk about catering to the modern day attention span. Friends, this was a show that was on when we were kids. We're halfway through season 2 right now, and I'm sitting there like, this is my favorite episode. This is really gonna get to watch this because she's on Tumblr on her phone. Because it's just like,
to be fair,
oh boy,
dude, I'm Jennifer good. Aniston.
I've been waiting for Mike to chime in. I can see
Hold
his
on.
Ship.
Congratulations. That show is all for that fucking reason.
Chan has been shipping for 5 minutes.
Oh, dude. Chan watches it all fucking day.
That's
all
why.
Fucking night.
This iPad battery's dying.
Your iPad battery's dead because of this?
It's not dead, but it's definitely in RAM.
Does she like her device?
It's all the charge.
She hasn't touched it.
Mike, what would you rather watch? Okay. When I left to come to the podcast, she was watching Bridezilla.
What's that?
When Jason came over, Carrie was watching Mob Wives.
Like, I recently got engaged. I proposed to her. And I love her.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much. I love her so much. But one of the things, as much as she is a nerd and speaks fluent internet, that woman loves trashy reality TV. And, I mean, we both have this...
Carrie will do just fine.
We both have this kind of relationship pact where it's like, we love spending time with each other. So she'll put up with a lot of the shows that I like to watch. And she'll do the same thing that I do when she watches shows that I don't want to watch. She'll fucking groan and she'll hem and haw. I'm like, oh my God. And I do that sitting through fucking Bad Girls Club.
And what the fuck is Bad Girls
Club? Dude, you don't. I'm telling you, you don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know. And, you know, she got home. She came home early today because she's sick. So she's like, I'm going to take a nap and I'm going to lay on the couch and watch Bridezilla. I'm like, okay. So I get home and I got about an hour before before I came here. And I'm just sitting there watching this going, I want to set every one of these people on fire right now.
That reminds me of when I watched Friends.
Like this. That was a good callback. That was a really good callback.
Mike just wants to burn down those apartments. God, why do they all live in one apartment? What are they, squatting? Jesus.
That's like How I Met Your Mother, but he loved How I Met Your Mother.
Well, that's a great show, too.
It is. Well, to be fair, I loved How I Met Your Mother for like 5 seasons, and then I limped through the rest of them.
It got a little...
What was the last one?
There was like 9 seasons or something.
Yeah, it got a little...
The last 2 seasons were fucking bad.
Well, it got to the point where you're just going, when the fuck is he going to meet their mother? Mm-hmm. Like, nope, that's not her. Okay. All right, well, we got it.
I went through 3 girlfriends. Where the fuck is he?
More than like 3 girlfriends?
He had a couple.
Per season. I mean, I went through like 3 girlfriends. I went through a lot of life changes.
Oh, Jesus. When did that show first air?
2006, was it?
I got married in 06. I wasn't even with Carrie. In 08. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's like that
show. Those are the good times.
The show, like... Love you.
She doesn't listen to this, right?
No. Nope. That show just dragged you on for like 9 years.
Yeah. And they did it right though too, because people kept watching.
Oh, yeah.
People kept watching. So you
had to find out.
You get that formula together, and that's the same thing. That's the modern day attention span. Same thing. Yeah. They bounced around on different things.
One of the perfect examples of that is that show I texted you about last night. Have you heard of the Librarians?
Mm. Yes.
TNT.
Yeah.
So apparently, I never knew. I saw the previews. And then apparently it was like a TNT movie,
mm-hmm.
like back in 2004.
So Noah Wiley in it?
Yeah. So it was 2004, Leslie. There was one. 2006, there was another one. And then 2008, there was another one. And then it kind of just fell off the face of the earth. And then they were like, oh, well, we want to do more. So they did a series.
Guy work for Walter
but it's Hart. Like that. It's like that very easy.
Long hair.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, because it's quick flashes, yeah. And that's what, like, because I stand firm, anybody that says they don't like Breaking Bad, and I've never even seen a show, and I want to watch it, and they don't like Breaking Bad is because it moves too slow.
Breaking
Bad's amazing. Yeah. I don't think Breaking Bad moves slow.
It actually progressed pretty fast.
I thought it was bad.
If you were to watch one part of the season,
compared to House of Cards or like compared to like Mad Men, I think it moves very fast.
Oh, Mad Men's slow paced.
Mad Men is very slow paced.
I couldn't watch it.
Great show, but very slow paced. I think it's terrific.
Yeah.
I can't.
Donnie Drapes, man. Love John Hammond. He's terrific. I got a buddy, got his hair cut because, like, specifically because he watched that show and was like, that's what I need to do.
Morning drink scotch at 9:30 in the morning.
John Hamm is ridiculous. Like, and the funny thing is, like, he loves comedy.
Yeah, he does. He just
popped up in the Parks and Rec premiere for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know why, right? Like, I know you guys do a lot of the Kevin Smith podcast. Do you listen to any Nerdist stuff?
No, I need to.
Nerdist, you have to go into the archives now. John Hamm's been on Hardwick's podcast twice, and he's hilarious. But he became friends with him because when he was broke in L.A. trying to break into acting, he would just go to UCB and Largo and go to comedy shows and watch comedy. Mm. You know Ellie Kemper? Mm. She played Erin on The Office toward the last couple seasons.
She was in
Bridesmaids.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He used to be her drama teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Before he stopped being a teacher and moved to L.A. to become an actor. And then she came out. Like, John Hamm has been trying for years to break in, and Mad Men was what essentially got him. He'd been in a few bit parts prior to, but like he is a legit like comedy fan.
What he should have done is when he went to the casting couch, pulled out his huge dick.
The John Hammaconda? Yeah, right?
That's how you get jobs in Hollywood. You pull out your fucking schween. Your dick is like this.
Yeah.
You think it's like just right on their forehead, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Liam Neeson got a Mac and Greg of pure merit? He just plopped that sucker on a table and it caused an earthquake. So do I get the part? Yep, you can do Rob Roy.
No, but I want to. That's like I said, stuff like that is what gets me through my day. I have so much that I just binge listen to a podcast on the Nerdist Network called We're Alive.
The Nerdist actually has more.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I thought the Nerdist was just.
It's Hardwick has the Nerdist podcast. He's got You Made It Weird, which is hosted by Pete Holmes. Those are amazing.
Oh, Pete Holmes. Oh, my God. The Batman.
Yeah. He's, yeah. Yeah. In an order that would surprise
you. I've tried watching his, like, actual other stuff.
Not funny. Stuff,
and I don't really don't think so. Oh, I love him to death. I watched a show. He's a local guy, too. He's from Lexington.
I watched his show, and I didn't think it was funny.
Really?
His show.
Even his X-Men sketches?
No. His sketches are funny.
No. His show. His late night show he had.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying he had sketches on a late night show.
He laughs way too much. It almost gets nothing out.
That's one of my favorite things about him. but he, his podcast will run 2.5-3 hours long. It's insane. But the last one I just listened to, he just dropped it on Tuesday. He interviewed Henry Rollins. That was an amazing one.
I can imagine. That was like split into two.
2 hours and 41 minutes long.
It's like a Joe Rogan podcast. Can't
imagine. It was amazing.
I can't so imagine good. Rollins being in the room with him for more than 3 minutes without punching him in the mouth.
Rollins was super cool, incredibly like gracious to him, and like, and I mean, Pete Holmes is a very, very intelligent guy too when it comes to stuff like that.
I guess I need to listen to see how he is. Like, I'm sure it's because like when you first told me about that you listen to freaking Joe Rogan's podcast, I was like, how's that gonna fucking be? But Joe
Rogan's brilliant.
Yeah,
and well, listen, if you like Rogan too, listen to his interview with Nerdist. I think they did it in November or early December.
I think I listened to that one.
They talk a lot about Phil Hartman's death and how it affected him.
I did
like,
listen to that.
Like Rogan even said, he's like, I'm gonna start crying now.
No. Like, he was talking. It was when he did the Kevin Smith one. He talked about it.
Yeah, like Rogan's brilliant, but one of my other favorite podcasts on the Nerdist Network is the Indoor Kids stand up comic. You watch Silicon Valley?
I have.
Oh, that's one you had me actually start listening.
Yeah,
to.
Kumail Nanjiani is a stand up comic. He has a TV show on Comedy Central with one of Hardwick's co-hosts, Jonah Ray. It's called The Meltdown. It's the Meltdown comedy show. I actually went to Meltdown Comics in LA back in August. It's so cool, man. But Kumail and his wife host this podcast all about video games, all about gaming. So they the last one I listened to, they had John DiMaggio on, who voices
Bender
and
the Joker.
What's the dog's name on Adventure Time?
Batman.
That guy. The yellow dog.
Yeah.
Finn and the dog.
Yeah, he voices the dog.
But he voices him too.
But yeah, because he was the voice of Marcus Fenix on Gears of War. That's John DiMaggio. Yeah.
Yes.
So, and they've had Troy Baker on, who voices Booker DeWitt and the Joker in Batman Arkham Origins. Mm-hmm. Like, he's also the main voice on Shadows of Mordor. He's the heavy play, Far Cry 4. Troy Baker's the voice of the bad guy in Far Cry 4. So they have guests like that on there.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
I've been playing Far Cry 4 for the last, like, since it came out, and I'm still playing, and I didn't realize that.
I hear it's amazing.
It's fucking,
I hear it's incredible. It's
ridiculous.
Like, that's one of the things that he and his wife touch on that is, like, they're like, you can fly a helicopter. You get in a helicopter, if you see a mountain, you can fly to that mountain, and there is stuff to do over
yes,
there.
Yes, it's ridiculous. And it's not even, you don't even get a real helicopter, you get into, like, a man-made helicopter, where it looks like they put on, like, machete blades with the choppers. You just find randomly, you just fly around.
That just sounds like I want to play that one. I want to play that one big time.
It's nuts.
But yeah, like there's another one that I actually got my girl into on the Nerdist Network is called Bizarre States. And it's just a podcast about spooky shit. Like that was the original name of the podcast was Spooky Shit. And it's Jessica Chobot, Blair Herder from G4, his wife.
Yeah.
Jessica Chobot and another guy. And they just they'll have fans submit letters about spooky shit that's happened to them where they live, you know, people investigating old asylums and stuff like that. And like it's a fucking cool podcast, you know? But yeah, I listen to, I like a lot of the Nerdist Network stuff.
Sweet.
Anyway, let's get back onto topics again.
What did we leave off?
We're going to talk about the Agent Carter.
Second one. We are on, we want to do Agent Carter?
We can touch on the one right below this real quick. Yeah. This is easy.
We're going to talk about Ant-Man.
Well, Hardy out of Suicide Squad, we can touch
on. Yeah, Hardy out of Suicide Squad.
That's quick.
Which... Yeah. I mean, you sent me the link last night. We both had the same.
I thought it was weird anyways. It was cast. Why the fuck would Bane want to play?
We both were like, I can't say I'm shocked.
It was too small of a role.
Yeah.
It was underneath him.
It's a B character.
I wouldn't even say underneath him. I would just say, again, why would he want to
go? No, he'd be, okay. It's not underneath him.
Well, then he would have been the head of the Suicide
Squad. Rick Flagg is a B character.
But he's the head of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure he would have deleted the movie. But I guess the only thing I read other than you left is, I guess they put an offer out to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, I could actually imagine that better than Tom Hardy. The problem that I have with that is Rick Flagg is the leader of the Suicide Squad, but there's going to be another incarnation of the Joker.
Right.
So I think we all know who's going to be more important in that movie. Everybody wants to see how Jared Leto's going to be as a Joker.
Do you really think that they're going to leave, let... Do you really think they're actually going to reveal him in the Suicide Squad and not Batman vs. Superman?
Do you think there's going to be a little cameo?
It's got to be. Can you really reveal a Joker?
Is there not enough shit going on in that movie?
Well, I know.
Well,
who cares? At this point,
everyone's like, who gives a fuck?
Everyone, it's a Justice League movie.
Yeah, I don't understand how they're doing all this shit. Cyborg in there, and Aquaman.
Speaking of Cyborg, that's what I was going to say. I guess I read that he met Mortal Kombat Ben Affleck on set. He pretty much spoiled, like, kind of the... Not, he didn't really spoil it, but he said he met Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, Jason Momoa. But he said he never met Henry Cavill. So it means that I guess he never has seen Superman.
And you know, one of the interviews I believe that Henry Cavill gave about it too, and this is why
he was all excited about Cyborg.
I'm agreeing with you about, are they going to make a Joker cameo? Because Henry Cavill says that a lot of the ways that he and Batman butt heads is that Superman will play to Bruce Wayne's weaknesses about people that he fights, like the Joker. And, you know, his dealings in Gotham City. Like, Superman is looking at this as a, you're going to do your homework on me, I'll do my homework on you too, kind of thing.
Yep.
So.
It already sounds like a very busy movie.
Absolutely, but that's what they're doing right now. They're stuffing as much as they can. I love DC. All right, that's one of the big things my girl and I joke about is, I'm a DC, she's a Marvel.
I'm a DC guy.
I love both, but my leanings go far more toward DC than Marvel.
Comic-wise, more DC. Movie-wise, obviously, now it's movie-wise.
Well, yeah. A big reason behind that, too, though, is because, let's face facts, right now DC is catering more toward television than anything else. Flash is a great show. Arrow's a great show. Gotham's a great show.
And they're not even... And the fucked up part is they're not even acknowledging that they're together, other than Flash and Arrow. Yeah. They just said, even though the showrunner of Flash and Arrow is going to be working on Supergirl...
Yep.
The head of CBS was like, nope, no crossovers, not happening.
Different networks.
But they said originally, they're like, it could happen. We've been talking to DC, but the networks are like, nope.
Yeah, that's horseshit anyway.
Netflix is a different network. Yeah. And they're saying Daredevil and everything like that is in canon.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, too, is like, that's like Gotham could never do a crossover because canonically it doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
Bruce Wayne's a kid. Yeah. But, I mean, they could incarnate Supergirl into that. For crying out loud.
Yeah, but
are you caught up on anything with season 3 of Arrow?
Like maybe 6 or 7 episodes.
Okay, so I mean you're into season 2 and stuff then, right? So you're all through that.
Oh yeah.
Something like you, Wildcat from the Justice Society, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you were seeing
those. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was in the second last episode I watched.
Yeah, like Wildcat is in Arrow.
He should have been in like the 60s.
Yeah.
Like cute Justice Society.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the JSA, which by the way, that Batman book.
Mm.
There's an entire dossier on Wildcat too.
Well, I think that I think I would actually have an issue with Supergirl in that
crossing over?
Yeah, because like they've made no acknowledgement of anyone outside of Flash and Arrow. It's just the characters they've mentioned. You figured if Superman was around in their world, it would be a big fucking deal.
Not entirely true. They've made reference to Batman only in that they call his hideout the Arrow Cave.
No, but it's not like...
Yeah, but they never really said Batman.
Yeah, no, they don't. They don't. That's very true.
But they did say Wayne Enterprises in Flash.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. But what I'm saying is that there's been no acknowledgement that Superman exists whatsoever.
Yeah.
And Supergirl just starts running around like, hi guys, look at the cleavage.
Yeah. Like, do you guys know Superman? No. We have never talked about him. Super they break down the fourth wall, they're like,
who is Superman?
Shrugging at the camera.
Does he live in Metropolis? Oh, he does? Place? I never knew that.
Because, I mean, even though a movie that is universally panned, I don't think it's all that horrible. Is Supergirl.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think it's not a great movie.
Our birth year.
But it's certainly better than Superman 3 or Superman 4.
That's for shit sure.
Oh, anything's better than Superman 3.
By and large, yeah.
No, but that's what I'm getting at. But it makes no sense that you would all of a sudden
be
Supergirl. Because they never even, at one point, I think it's just, my cousin Clark, who she would have no idea who the fuck he was anyway, because I was retarded.
So, no, yeah, I agree with you on that one, too. There is no logical way they could.
I don't even understand.
Co-op.
I don't even understand how they're gonna make Supergirl work without any cameos from Superman.
Like any real backstory. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What?
My brother just texted me. He said there's some shit going on Bellevue. Like, 8 cruisers blocking the streets.
Oh, good.
Murders are fun.
You say murders are fun?
Murders are right. Fun.
Do we want to, I don't know, do we feel like... I mean, I suppose we covered Hardy and leaving Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to continue talking about Suicide Squad, I touched base very briefly last night with my issues of Will Ferrell as Deadshot, or Will Smith's Deadshot, rather. How much I am not on board for that.
I don't care.
I was a little weary at first, but the way I'm looking at it is Will Smith's career right now is...
waning?
Yeah. So I feel like he's seeing all this and he's like... maybe I want to try to do the John Travolta, like John Travolta did in Pulp Fiction, and kind of reboot it.
Yeah,
right.
Which and if he does, sense. Then perfect.
I agree. However,
I think we talked about this too.
Yeah.
How Will Smith is
the perennial good guy.
He's too wholesome.
He's the perennial good guy.
Right. So I'm if they better not
freaking you put him in there
in a movie called The Suicide Squad.
Exactly. You're putting him in a villain's role. Where this is one movie where you're rooting for a sect of villains.
Yeah, but I don't think that Deadshot has been treated like a real villain for 20 years. He's sort of like an anti-hero.
Agreed. But he's also very cold and calculating.
Right. Absolutely.
And he will do what he needs to get shit done.
Absolutely, but... you know, as far as Will Smith's regular roles, that motherfucker can act. I watched Ali.
Oh,
no offense.
Dude,
no, like,
no,
he can act. Oh,
absolutely.
No.
He can. What I'm saying is that he's supposed to be portraying a villain.
Right.
And he is the perennial good guy.
Yeah, but
to mention the fact that I don't know if I can handle Deadshot going, oh, hell no. Because that is his catchphrase.
But I'm pretty sure, he read the script. They must have shown the script. They must have said, here's what I want to do with it. Like, it's not going to be a happy movie. Like,
no, and that's what I'm saying.
I'm wondering if he's just
the other thing
is
I'm having trouble with this concept. It's like they're making you want to... it's like they want you to like the good guys.
They want you to like the bad guys in this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
sorry.
They want
you to
like
the
bad
guys. These
like,
are not... these people have bombs
I don't want
inside their skulls.
Right.
Yep.
Because if they don't do what they're told, the government's going to blow them up.
They die.
You know?
You cannot go to a movie... and then just expect to hate the characters. Like, you have to be sympathetic to...
yes and no. Because, and I mean, I referenced this last night when you and I were talking, Jason. Denzel Washington in Training Day. I liked the movie. I don't like Denzel as a bad guy.
It didn't.
But I also didn't sympathize with any character in that movie.
Right.
Ethan Hawke's character,
yeah,
didn't sympathize at all. He got himself into all that because he wanted to fit in and he thought that's what he needed to make it as a cop.
Yeah,
Denzel was
a
scumbag.
Yeah, but that movie was overrated anyway.
I also agree with that. That was a lot of hype behind that movie for no reason.
And a lot of non-logic
in
the script.
Right.
But I don't know.
Denzel did Flight, too.
Yeah, what you said was good. I didn't see that one. But
no, that was recent, though, right? That was, he was a pilot, right?
At least 2 years ago. Yeah.
What's new one? Oh, Equalizer.
Which I want to
say. And they filmed that in Haverhill.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he filmed a lot of that in Haverhill.
They took like a Lowe's,
Cambridge.
And they basically turned the Lowe's into a sound studio.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Shit.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I don't know. I think that... I don't know. The biggest issue, I think, with this movie is going to be keeping it dark and fucked up.
Well, that's...
like, this movie should be an R-rated movie.
Oh, absolutely.
And it won't be.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. They made Punisher R.
They
made the Blade movies R-rated.
Yeah, but see,
no,
if it's going to be the same canon as Batman and Superman, they want to do it, they can't do that for kids.
Well, true.
The first Punisher with...
They can give us a director's cut.
With Dolph Lundgren, the first Punisher doesn't count.
No. Okay, the most recent...
Did you see Laundry Day?
Oh, God, yeah.
That was fucking
where he beats the bag in with a bottle of Jack Daniels?
That was amazing.
That Tom Jane loved playing the Punisher.
Oh,
the
hell
only
yeah.
reason he didn't sign back on is because they took too long to come up with
the
script. He was like, Frank Castle was his passion. And I loved the 04 Punisher. I saw that in the theater twice.
No, that was a great movie.
It was terrific. And
was.
Even Warzone
was
good.
It was massively underrated.
Well, Warzone, agreed.
Yep,
it was
Warzone, agreed.
It was a good movie.
Warzone
was
good.
No,
that was
Steven,
like your
comic. Sorry.
Yeah.
Version.
Yeah, because you had Jigsaw in there.
Yeah.
You had Looney Bin Jim. That was the worst part, was Looney Bin Jim. Could have been acted so much better.
Yeah, but that guy was too busy banging a 15-year-old.
Exactly. Thank you. My God, Mike, we agree on something.
I don't think anyone would disagree that he wasn't banging a child.
What is his Doug...
Stanhope or
something? No, Doug Stanhope's a comedian.
Fair enough.
Um,
I can't think
Doug,
of his name.
We call him Doug, the dude from Lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The dude, he played Percy Whitmore in fucking Green Mile. Yeah, he played Looney Bin Jim, which, I mean, he played a psychopath good enough, but his Brooklyn accent sucked. He overacted it. Like, if you want to play...
Ray Stevenson's American accent was kind of garbage in that
movie. Yeah, but everything else about it,
yeah, it was a good movie.
Was terrific. Just that scene in the beginning with the dinner scene when he comes down and he's just got the machine. That's great. I bought that on a whim without even having seen it. Just like, well, it's a Punisher movie, you know?
Yep.
That's good.
I like that. That's a commentary we should do for the podcast. Not that one. Not the Thomas Shane one. The 1989 Dolph Lundgren one.
Can we do Judge Dredd and then Dredd?
Oh, Dredd was so fucking good. Has everyone here seen Dredd?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
I feel like we should unanimously high five on that. So good. Yeah,
we watched it together.
Yeah.
Have you not seen
Mike, Dredd? Oh my god.
Oh, sorry.
We
watched it together. Sorry,
I forgot to watch it together. Yeah, we did. No, that was the second time I watched it, yeah.
Yeah, I've watched it several times.
Carl Urban, same thing as Tom Jane with the Punisher. Carl Urban loves that character. Like, Carl Urban said, yeah, if we can get funding, we'll make a second one.
Yes.
The writers of the original were like, we never said we'd do that. I don't know what he's talking about. Like, he wants Dredd to come back.
Well, I guess, so the director, there is a sequel coming out.
Yeah.
It's an unofficial, he funded animated sequel.
Oh, really?
Mm. Judges.
Interesting. It
soon. It's animated.
Is Carl Urban voicing the character?
It's I don't think he's in it.
That stinks.
No, it's about the judges, but it's in the same canon.
He was perfect as Dredd.
He was so good.
And that's the best thing for an actor to do is like he doesn't give a shit about like his face or
he didn't give a shit.
Well, in the comics, Dredd never removes his helmet.
No.
So Urban's like, I'm not taking off the
helmet. In the comics, he removes his helmet several times. He just never shows his face.
Yeah.
Shows the back of his
head. So it's like Master Chief. You see like the back of his head or some stupid shit like that.
But I mean, what was awesome is the whole movie. Hit a scowl.
Oh, so fucking
good. It was good.
Oh, this is how you saw.
It felt claustrophobic.
And Lena Headey.
It felt like a fan film. Perfect fan film.
She was so good.
She was fantastic.
She was so good. And Olivia Thirlby as his was she a cadet
Deputy
still?
Or whatever
you
call her,
she's still going on. Yeah.
Well,
so good.
There was a few things that they changed out of canon. But I think it was for the better of the film.
Yeah.
And nothing was like fucked up like the first Judge Dredd movie, which I have not seen, but...
The Stallone one?
I never saw the Stallone one.
It is some piece of shit.
I've never even seen it recently.
Rob Schneider's in it.
Yeah, I know.
The funny thing is, when I think of that movie, I think of Demolition Man in the same, like... Because I think I saw
They were right at the same time, 94, 95.
Yeah,
I think
literally
it was
literally like one was in the winter and then the other one was in the spring.
Yeah.
It came out literally within 6 months.
And as a kid, I don't think I was like, why is he...
Did you guys see Dredd in the theaters?
No.
Yeah,
no,
see,
my girl and
I didn't either. We caught it on TV and she was sitting there.
I didn't know about it.
She goes, this is fucking amazing. I'm like, this is incredible. And then she goes, hey, Judge Dredd. I'm like, no, don't watch that one.
It's different.
Don't watch that one. Don't watch Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
She was home one day, I wasn't. She's like, I watched Judge Dredd.
Isn't that the guy from all the Adam Sandler movies?
I'm like, how much of Judge Dredd you get through? She's like, 15 minutes tops. That good lord of a piece of shit.
The only thing I didn't like about Dredd is I thought they overused those slow motion scenes.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
The first one, the drug
was called slow-mo.
No. I understand.
Say, yeah.
No, the first scene was like, holy fuck. The first time they did it.
Yeah.
But by the time you've seen like 8 of them, you're like...
Well, that's, you know what, too, though? Let me ask you this. Did you, have you watched the Resident Evil movies?
Mm. Have you watched Doom?
Don't.
Did you watch
but
them,
he's in it.
Joel
because,
did actually.
I've seen the first four.
The fourth one was like that. The fourth Resident Evil movie was just one slow motion fight scene after another. And it was just like, you're like, all right, I can't get motion sick because
it's
moving
hive?
Too slow.
Yeah.
No, the fourth movie, not
the
first one.
The fourth one. Oh,
when they're on, like, where the end of it is on that ship.
Yeah.
Like, that whole, everything about that was like, she jumps out of the helicopter. Let's go slow motion of her falling now. Like, that was the same thing.
That movie
it was
is almost
just,
2 hours long, and about 15 minutes of that is actual, just real frame rate time.
However, they redeemed themselves on the fifth one. Did you like it?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
There's five of them now?
Yeah.
There's only a sixth one, too.
Yeah, what's his name? Help me out here. Kevin Durant played Barry Burton. And he was amazing. Yeah, in the fifth one, you meet Barry Burton. Leon Kennedy is in it.
Leon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's playing Leon?
I can't think of the guy's name. Really, I think he was on Lost, though.
I remember Resident Evil 4 was like my favorite.
So is Kevin Durant. He played Kimi.
Yeah. But yeah, that's...
vicious in this show.
That's it's the fifth one, they really redeemed themselves on that. It was good. It was really good. They brought back Odette Fair. They brought back Michelle Rodriguez.
Arrow's stepfather.
Anybody who was in any movie at any point. In any other movies.
Oh, Michelle Rodriguez was also in Lost.
Yep.
Half the cast of the fucking movie was in Lost.
Mm. Yeah, it's true. So we do next topic?
Yeah, Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. Who thought... I don't know. I thought the trailer was funny. And
love it.
It was good.
Love it.
Good.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Having Paul Rudd play a role of a character who basically is laughable to begin with.
Yeah.
Right. That's kind of that's good enough for me.
The funny thing was, when we watched it, I showed Carrie the trailer, and she put it like right at the last bit of the trailer when he was like,
"Is there anything we knew about the name?"
Carrie went, "That's the best part of the whole trailer." Like. That's the stupidest name for any...
No, the best part of that whole trailer for me was, I need you to be the Ant-Man. And him going,
oh, yeah.
Oh!
Well, yeah. That's for me, it was. But for her, not realizing what the fuck it was, I was like, I guess.
I think it's... I'm into it. It's a great idea.
I'm into it. Yeah. Like, the original Edgar Wright Comic-Con trailer? That was awesome, wasn't
it? And don't even get... That would... If Edgar Wright could have stayed on board.
So. But I heard it wasn't... I heard it was... Even like afterwards, I heard it was amicable and it was.
I'm sure it was. But you know, it's same thing as Tom Jane leaving the Punisher.
Right.
He's amicable. He was upset because he wanted to keep. You know,
sick of waiting.
Like Laundry Day was something he funded himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, in all honesty, too, if Tom Jane wanted to come back as the Punisher, if he wanted it that bad,
I'm sure they would.
He could just do that.
Yeah.
And
Marvel would be like, okay, come.
Yeah. Because
they have the rights now, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. Okay. I mean, Kristen Bell, she did a Kickstarter to make the Veronica Mars movie. Tom Jane could do a Kickstarter. I'd donate money.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, money would go towards the Punisher? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's not me.
Didn't like Kevin Nash as the Russian?
I didn't like him as the Russian, no. But I like the movie. The movie's good. The
movie, yeah.
Except for other films are kind of shitty.
It was that one was basically based off the entire Welcome Back Frank thing, except he didn't fight the Italian mob, the Nucci's, Ma Nucci and her family. It was the only thing, like, it was really the primary focus of Welcome Back Frank was Dave, Bumpo, Joan, and the Russian. Those were the main, and then the guy from the assassin from Tennessee, the assassin from Memphis. Those were the ones that they were all in the Welcome Back Frank comic book series.
Well, getting back to Ant-Man real quick, everyone seems to be praising the trailer, and I'm not sure why.
I don't know.
No.
Did you watch?
The one,
yeah, of course.
So you just didn't?
I thought Michael Douglas looked horrible.
Oh, Michael Douglas.
He was hamming everything up to a degree that was kind of annoying.
I don't
Michael Douglas,
I need
though.
He's so old.
He's,
yeah, man.
I'm really just, hoping he doesn't have that much stuff.
He was born, like, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So,
that's fine. I'm not talking about like.
But his acting chops are kind of. They're falling off.
Well, it's just like I think that he's like I'm in a comic book movie. Like, he's like pulling a Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. The one thing I'm wondering though is like.
Although that's Tommy Lee Jones in Captain America was Tommy Lee Jones in every movie he's ever been in.
I was talking about Batman Forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that was still the same thing.
what I mean is just hamming it up to a degree that's just like
obnoxious. Ugh. It's obnoxious.
You know,
the dynamic though that Ant-Man's gonna bring to if he's finally in an Avengers movie,
like, he's gonna be the comic relief.
Well, you think so, or but imagine, but no, Ant-Man, yes, Ant-Man is a comic relief, but sometimes he's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
He's like Captain Atom.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then when he gets bigger, like he could just stomp on shit.
Yeah.
I feel like you gotta corral him at some point because you could use him as an easy plot device just to like.
Almost every
bad guy dead. He gets to defend Thanos.
Yeah.
Movie's over.
Oh, of course.
No. Oh, okay. Well, it's over.
That's moving on.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
It'd be the rest of the Avengers going like.
Swarming again. Yeah. It'd be like a really, really low grade enemy. It's like, all right, we gotta do this. Like someone's strategically throwing out a plan. And all of a sudden, you see a foot. It's like cold opening right there.
Guys, it's cool. Everybody.
It's like,
don't worry, I got it.
It's like, Thor, I need you to do this. And then Iron Man comes around to flank it. And then all of a sudden you go...
But at the same time...
And Rod's just like, all right, I got this.
At the same time, let's be serious. That's kind of what they did in the Avengers with when Hulk was talking to Loki. Puny god. It's like, yeah, okay, so we've...
That and also when Hulk just, like, slammed the freaking...
the big monster.
Yeah.
Or just punched Thor.
Yeah, that.
That, you know.
Yeah.
That too. Yeah.
One of my favorite parts of that movie.
That was so good.
But yeah, just, yeah.
But no, I have high hopes for Ant-Man. Like, there's, I don't know, everything that Marvel's been doing, there's nothing been that's been, well, other than your Thor movie. Like, even the Thor movies they weren't terrible.
They're not unwatchable.
Has been absolutely fucking shit.
I agree with that. Nothing has been.
No.
No.
No. Talking about Ant-Man.
Horrible.
Yeah. What?
It's good.
Do you want to chime in on the name while we're talking about it?
What?
Ant-Man?
Yeah, it's a retarded name.
We didn't put that word on the board.
What, faggot? You're welcome, guys.
All right. Where are we so I know where to edit that? Okay, we're at
15. That's us reminding ourselves not to say it.
The name, that's why I said it, because you guys said don't say it. But the name is so bad they even said it in the movie. Can I change the name?
Yeah. That was one of my, like you said, it was one of your favorite parts. I agree, that was one of my favorite parts too. But my favorite part was when he said, I need you to be the Ant-Man, and Paul Rudd just goes, like that was, for me, like, okay, so that's it. Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
At Ant-Man, where we're going to go after Ant-Man.
Well, did we even really talk about Agent Carter?
No, we actually never talked about it.
All right. So, after Ant-Man, I guess one of the big things that with Ant-Man 2 was they were talking about that Agent Carter is going to be involved. Agent Carter is also probably going to be involved in Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is probably the best time to actually talk about, you know, Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How is Agent Carter going to be involved in Civil War?
That's a question I have, too, because she'll be in her 80s.
Yeah, she was in Captain America 2, so there's a chance that she could still be in that. Or it could be a flashback.
It could be a flashback.
But before we really go into the series, I was texting, I think, I don't know if it was just to Jason or was it you and Jason and Josh. S.H.I.E.L.D., near the end of the last couple episodes before it went on its hiatus, they were actually doing Agent Carter flashbacks.
Okay.
Dum Dum Dugan and stuff like that.
Yes.
But the cool thing was they were actually doing like flashbacks on S.H.I.E.L.D., but they were like flash forwards for Agent Carter because they were like
what's happening to her. Yeah.
So it was cool because it showed like Dum Dum Dugan. Well, obviously Dum Dum Dugan already happened, but it showed like Dum Dum Dugan and stuff like that.
Dum Dum Dugan was even in First Avenger.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And in the previous phrase, Agent Carter, he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Howling Commandos are back.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is
why I love Marvel.
The Howling Commandos,
has just given them, everything. They just step back off. They're like, hey, but we're going to do all these crazy shows, and we're just going to do it.
The technology is there now. This is literally a goldmine now.
Yeah.
Actually, if you look back far enough into, the lore, it's actually Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos.
Yeah, right. But that was
and it was regular.
Sergeant Fury was a white.
It was David Hasselhoff.
If we're gonna split hairs like that, then technically speaking, in the early 70s, Blade was a white dude also.
Hannibal was also like a detective.
Hannibal King. Hannibal King was a detective.
He was a detective.
Yeah, there was nothing about him prior, previously being a familiar or anything like that. It was just a detective that aided Blade in tracking down Dracula.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the Blade movies all sucked.
All?
Oh, God.
Every one of them?
First one was not terrible.
The first one was great.
First one was super good. Nope. That was when Snipes
the,
was still
the
really
second
good.
One was alright. The first one was shit. The third one was fucking horrible.
I like Mike. Mike, you're a good guy.
And have you ever heard Patton Oswalt talk about that movie?
Oh, God, yes.
It's hilarious.
Oh, God, yes.
It's hilarious.
Wesley Snipes did not come out of his trailer ever.
He was hiding, too. Because of all the tax evasion bullshit, he was hiding. He was laying low.
I think that Patton Oswalt talking about Blade 3 made Blade 3 my favorite of
You know what I want to listen to a Patton Oswalt commentary of Blade 3 so that he tells literally everything that happened at every scene filmed.
Oh, God, yeah.
Someone should email him and ask him to do it, because
he'd probably do it. He'd probably do it.
Something about, like, $500, he'd probably do it.
I think he would get high and do it anyway.
Probably take shrooms. I feel like he would probably
Let's
do some shrooms.
Let's
offer
to do shrooms with him and watch it with him.
Right. Knock on a door.
We don't have to record it.
Knock on a door, hey Patton.
We got a shitload of shrooms. You want to
look? You don't know us. Dude. We have a bunch of shrooms, and we really want to hear your take on Blade Trinity.
We do a podcast,
dude. Kevin,
what's your podcast?
Kevin Smith.
NerdSense.net. All right, I'll give it a listen.
This is whole
Kevin
thing.
Kevin Smith should have him over at his place.
At the Smog Castle.
Yes.
Get all stoned up, and then watch it and just talk shit.
Oh God, yeah, because you know Kevin Smith's got to have some shit to say about it.
And I think
the weird thing, Kevin Smith hasn't watched S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
Or Agent Carter, which I thought was the weirdest thing. I said this to the
Wait, really?
So
he's doing yoga hoses right now, isn't
right,
he?
Right, but Ralph Garman is in Agent Carter.
Is
really?
He's in episode 2.
Episode 2.
And he's
the announcer.
Oh,
and
I haven't seen any of Agent Carter yet.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
He just plays the announcer of, like, the Captain America.
I think
America
when I
serials.
Get home, I'm going to go check Hulu Plus and see if it's
the
three episodes are on.
So then
they
did, like, Hollywood Babylon, and, like, someone asked him about it, and Ralph's like, yeah, I was in it. And Kevin's like,
what?
And he was like, oh, yeah, I did Agent Carter. And he's like, this is, like, bigger than you doing my movie. Like, you are part of Marvel canon right now. And, like,
yeah.
But at one point, like, I think if I was Kevin, I would have been like, what the fuck, dude? We're friends. You never told me.
See,
you were like,
I really
Marvel.
Think,
like, speaking, Kevin Smith's part of Marvel canon now too. Not even for writing Daredevil comics or like that, because he was in the Daredevil movie.
Well, I meant Marvel canon as in
the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
See, but my thing is, and I think about this more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think celebrities are actually friends with each other. I think they're friendly with each other, and they're all trying to fuck each other over in some way.
Are you trying to say
Probably.
That Ralph Garman's a celebrity?
No, I just don't think him and Kevin are really friends. I think they do a show together.
Really?
Well, it's just like, I feel like...
Well, to an extent, that can be true, I'm sure.
She'd be good.
You know? Because I feel like a lot of celebrities will butt heads with the celebrities, but they just keep up appearances.
Yeah. You hear about this type of shit all the time, but in more grandiose scales.
Yeah, well, and
you know?
I understand. I see where you're going with it, too, because it's the whole, like, you were in Agent Carter?
How the hell wouldn't you say something
like
that?
Yeah,
like,
we didn't text about this or have a phone conversation or even a freaking email?
Yeah, that's what...
Yeah.
Especially, I really want to know the backstory with the Affleck stuff. Because they were friends.
I think
he and Affleck aren't friends now?
I don't know.
He has not heard.
He hasn't really
from
heard or
he
mentioned
about.
Yeah.
He has not said. He said he saw the first Batsuit picture from Zack Snyder at Comic-Con. They were friends. He bought his fucking house.
Yeah.
They don't talk. He hasn't
talked to him.
Well, unless he's being very coy and not saying a word.
Could be.
Well, he. No, I don't think.
But he's also
said
a bunch of times, he's like, Ben has his own life now. He has, like, what, 4 kids.
And he's openly. I think he was joking and people took it way too seriously. He's talking about, like, Jennifer Garner doesn't like him.
Although.
They did do dinner.
Yeah, I saw that.
No, you don't even know what you're laughing at.
I do. I see the reflection. Dick butt.
Although, I mean, at the same time, too, I have a very, very, well, I can't even call him a dear friend anymore. He's stationed in North Carolina now. But, I mean, like, this is a guy that, like, very, very close through high school and into our early 20s. He joined the Army shortly after I joined the Marines. And whenever I hang out with him, like, whenever he comes home, I hang out with him when his wife is not around. When he lived up in the area, I would only hang out with him when his wife was out of town, because she couldn't fucking stand me. Mm. They're Baptists, so she doesn't like my mouth.
Fair enough.
Is what it is. I swear too much. So, it's one of those things where, you know, he's like, Katie doesn't dislike you.
She doesn't appreciate your language.
Exactly. And I'm like, this is fucking who I am.
You can ask him, say, what about being a Baptist says I can't swear? And then when they point out the part in the Bible where it says you can't say the word fuck, ooh, I'd like to see that.
That's very true.
No big deal. I'm not saying I've read the Bible. I'm just saying that I know more about than most fucking professed Christians.
I agree. I talk to a, I'm not, I have, I have, I follow no specific religion whatsoever, and I talked to a Catholic Monsignor that literally said that Baptists have a, and I quote, fractured view of Christianity.
Yeah, and if you ask a Baptist, they'll say the same thing about a Catholic.
Sure
yeah,
will.
Of course.
Sure will. Although at the same time, if you watch Dogma, you know, quote George Carlin, quoting Kevin Smith, Jesus didn't come here to give us the willies. He came here to inspire us.
Yeah, I like George Carlin, and I like his view on the mythical creature known as Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
The myth. Bullshit.
Sorry. King of the Jews! King of the Jews!
Sorry, if anyone listens, the only person who listens to this podcast is sitting across from me.
I'm in the room right now. I can't wait.
I actually, after this, after we finish recording, I haven't checked the
downloads,
the numbers in fucking
since the last time we checked that back in October.
When we last recorded, I left early. It was
October. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure, but a lot of them were Internet Explorer, so I'm really swear that's fucking bullshit.
You guys are on iTunes now.
Oh, I know.
Doesn't that garner?
That took a while.
Doesn't that garner a certain level of listeners?
Do you mean like that we're on iTunes?
Yeah.
No, that took a pain in the ass. It's kind of easy to get on iTunes.
Yeah.
It was a pain in the ass for me to get on iTunes because iTunes is a pain in the ass for certain things to get on.
Yeah, well, yeah, iTunes.
They were like, I think I submitted the link at first, and then they told me to go fuck myself.
Sounds like iTunes.
No, they
submitted it, and then I moved it for something. No, and I was moving the site, and like I waited for like a good like couple weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved the site to another server. And they decided to check, like, that fucking, like, between that, like, four-hour period, I took the site offline and moved
it. Like, no!
And then I get an email, and they're like, we checked your feed, and there was nothing there. And I was like, really, you checked the 4 hours that I wasn't fucking
like,
actually?
That
like,
fucking
like, you need to resubmit. And then I resubmitted, and they're like, you already submitted this link. And I was like, well, you told me to resubmit this link, and you sent me the email, but, like, what link to click? And they're like, you already submitted this link. So I literally went in, changed something very, very small on it, and then I was like, okay, you're submitted now.
It was up the next day.
Yeah.
Technology!
Yeah, it was up the next day. Fuck you, Apple.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I don't know. People could search for NerdSense on iTunes and get it, but I don't know if...
But there's another podcast called NerdSense, though.
And I listened to it, and it's not that good.
It's bad.
I knew which one was you guys because of the beer can.
Yeah.
But do they have a beer? Probably not.
Probably not.
And that beer and that label was actually made... Not drunk, but we were almost there. If not drunk. And we
it was a very just shitty time that we weren't even thinking this was going to be a logo, and it kind of just worked.
Sean said we just need a logo. So I started drawing the beer can with like paint or something. And then Jason put some red highlights on it.
And that's not even
Because like to upload to iTunes or any of these sites, you actually need a logo.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, let's put a shitty logo and then we'll upload
it. Yeah, but later. I think that's a lie because I have podcasts I listen to that don't have logos.
That actually kind of works.
It wasn't iTunes.
It's Rob. That's all it was. We do that
and then,
on the tablet.
And then it
kind of
stuck. And now I have like 200 of these labels, so we can't change the logo.
No, well, not.
I've grown accustomed to.
I don't think it's bad.
No, that's the thing though. That's how I know which one is yours when I search for you guys on iTunes.
I don't think it looks bad. I think it looks good.
Yeah, I like it, so I'm okay with it. I don't have any issues.
Like maybe like I feel like if we try to make it a little more high def, a little more.
It would be
don't
cool.
even high def.
Because if we try to like make it better, it would just be
simplicity silly. At its finest, right there. That's it's very basic and it's to the point.
Yeah.
You know.
We had meddled around with some like different ideas as to like what we should do. We should do like a little like noir type thing where we had like a cocktail napkin with a faint like beer stain and then have like a batarang and then like Green Lantern drink kind of like scattered around it or whatever it was.
That's
just have it say Nerd Sense inside
too
the ring.
Fucking much.
That's why I just said well.
What do? We drink beer and we talk about and we record our conversations. That's all we do.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a great format.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing that we really stick to is that we start the show, we talk about the beer we're drinking.
The funny thing was,
and Mike eats everything.
We talk about X-Men. That's
the format you stick to. You talk about the beer you're drinking, and Mike hates everything.
Yeah, that too, yeah. You hate everything.
Well, there's a lot of things I like that they don't like.
Like
you know? But then I argue my point, and then Sean's like, well, I guess.
Well, like, what the... And I agree, because I have heard you say that, and I agree with a lot of your points, too. I'm not...
Like, don't think I'm busting your balls and that. I think it's funny that that's just like the, like, I'd listen and be like, yeah, no, God, Mike really doesn't like that, does he?
You should have seen him after we watched Winter Soldier.
But, well, and I recall this, but I mean, like, you like Batman and stuff like that. You didn't even chime in on that as far as comic book stuff goes. Like, are you more of a DC fan than Marvel, or... is it just Batman for you, or do you read other comics? I mean, I know you read X-Men, so...
I actually, as far as comics go, I think I probably... I read very, very, very
seldom. To be honest, like, a lot of us don't really read comics
as I hardly get a chance to anymore.
Yeah, so,
that's
like,
what it is.
I'll read graphic novels. Like, I used to, like, them a lot and stuff like that, but it's tedious to keep
I'd rather just continue picking up compendiums. Like, I don't have my originals anymore, so I rebought Nightfall Volume 1.
Yeah.
I bought The Long Halloween for my girlfriend, because I'm like, she's a Marvel person, but she read Hush and loved it. So I'm like, and she's very, my girl's a feminist, and she loves very strong female characters. So I'm like, read Long Halloween. This is literally 95% about Catwoman.
Yeah.
You will love this.
Yeah. Is that why she likes Jason?
I mean, for Christ's sake, you asked Jason. My birthday party was a video game themed. You had to go as a video game character.
Oh, you're talking about that. Yeah.
And she went as Catwoman from Arkham City.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Like, I remember those pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulled it off.
Like, she's got a great figure. That woman is really attractive. I'm super lucky. Anyway.
Listen to this.
I was Super Mario World Mario with a beard.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like the high def Mario that night. I was like the PC versions and all like the Wii versions.
Dude, every other Mario there was number one talking about your mustache, number two talking about how did that girl get that diamond above her head like a Sims character, and it lights up.
Yeah, I designed.
I know you did. And I'm telling I'm like, no, Jason like made that probably 2 hours before the party.
Yeah, I did. It's hot glued it. But like, no, like Michelle looked good. But like, where did she find the red tinted goggles?
We tinted those ourselves. We couldn't find red tinted, so we tinted those ourselves.
Looks pretty good. Yeah, it was
she made my costume for me.
What were you?
Booker DeWitt.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now I remember.
Yeah. Totally. I didn't have a beard then. I shaved my beard off for the costume. Never gonna fucking do that again.
Now I remember totally.
Yeah. But we made the Booker DeWitt vest out of a jacket we bought.
So did you buy the actual?
I have a Skyhook. I have a Skyhook at home. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And it works. You pull the trigger and it spins.
It's actually kind of cool. I played it. It was actually kind of cool.
You haven't played Infinite though, have you?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's so good. The end is just
Infinite. Well, you'll
does it
appreciate.
Tie in with the old like?
I don't want to. Spoil
it, that's that is a huge spoiler for you.
No,
man.
I know.
Well, we spoiled it for him by just saying.
No, I know. No. I've already.
That was a Christmas present from my girl.
I was looking at your phone cover earlier and I was like, "What is that?" Huh? And
yeah.
I was like,
don't pull 77. Stop.
No, but you know how many times I've already read spoilers on that? You can't not.
Okay, I'll put it to you this way. In the game, Elizabeth can open tears, and tears bring in a new world. She opens a tear into Rapture.
Oh!
Yeah, it's fucking awesome! She opens a tear into Rapture because I don't know if you've seen pictures of Songbird from Bioshock Infinite. It's this big fucking bird. Beats the shit out of you every time you see it. You can't fight back. It's a video scene every time because you just know there's nothing you can do.
All right.
So you eventually learn to control the bird with a music box. But now he's flying right at you. So she opens a tear into Rapture, and you're in the city in a building, and the Songbird is underwater. And he's drowning.
It's fucking insane.
And once where you are, you get into one of the bathyspheres. Go up.
Yeah.
And then... you're in a world of lighthouses. Like, have you seen my Bioshock Infinite T-shirt that has the lighthouse up top, lighthouse down bottom? It says there's always a man, there's always a city, there's always a lighthouse.
Yeah, I did. Oh,
like,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I gotta play.
And that's that's
how it all ties in.
That's the DLCs though. The tie into the real deal until the last DLC.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two campaign DLCs.
There's two of them. Yeah. I really hope I amped you up to play it.
It's really good. It's really good.
Now I'll play.
I mean, I have the Columbia pack too, so whenever, like, if I restart the game, I start out, like, once I get to the Blue Ribbon Cafe, I immediately level up a bunch of infusions.
Oh, nice.
I get, like, 500 silver eagles. I unlock a bunch of weapons. Like, I get a bunch of gear. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with this. There's one particular piece of gear on the Columbia, the Columbia pack that, one of the pieces of gear is a hat that you have, and you gain silver eagles every time you play. You pick up a voxophone, so you get money for playing a voxophone.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I love that game
so
much.
So good.
My girl got me a Booker DeWitt action figure for Christmas.
It's so good.
That's, yeah, it's just terrific. It's tremendous. But that's going back to the Destiny conversation we had, too.
Yeah.
Like,
but Destiny is,
I need to get back in and play Bioshock 1 and 2.
Now, my question is, are you, this may be better for probably offline, actually, because things are getting a little over.
might be this, sidetracking.
I want to play, Mike can't give a shit.
It's gonna be good. So yeah, let's end this here, and then Scott and I are gonna discuss video games.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on too, guys. Yeah, this was awesome.
Dude,
I had a great time.
This is awesome. I'm glad you came. Like, you fit in perfectly, and
that makes me feel good. I was gonna end, and Mike's like, he's never fucking allowed back here. He smells terrible.
No, I just have to go home and take a nap.
Okay. Well,
yeah, go get some sleep.
Thank you, Scott, for showing up. And,
thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jason, for showing up as always.
glad to be here.
I'm glad everyone loved us. I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
And this is Nerd Sense.